Weiter in Shaspier and Bova Mitzia, Daf Pei Gimel, picking up on Pei Beis Ma Beis by the bottom of the page. Six lines up from the bottom, last word on the line. This is very exciting. I'm currently in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. As we know, Rav Meir Shapiro started this place and also started Daf Yomi. So this is very exciting to give shir from here. Here we go. So we ended off yesterday talking about Rabbi Meir. And now we're going to go into more. This is the other views that were mentioned in the Braisa. And that is, we saw Rav Yehuda. I'll just tell you, let's just go back to the Braisa a little right when the Gemara starts. It's Tanar Banan. Someone goes moving a barrel for his friend from one place to another, Shvar, and it breaks. Bein Shomer Chinam, Bein Shomer Sachar, whether it's Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, Yeshavah, he has to swear that he's off, you know, that he wasn't Poshea. He's off to look, that's Rabbi Meir. And then we explained yesterday. But Huda says, Shomer Chinam Yeshavah, a Shomer Chinam, he goes and he swears. And he'll say, Sachar Yeshalim, someone who's a nosisacha, he has to go and he has to pay. Right? Okay, so now, we mentioned how we understand Rabbi Meir. Now, Vasar Behudel Meir, he's coming to say, Shemachinim Yishava nosisacha Yishalim, a Shemachinim, so he's not getting paid, he swears, he's off the hook, but a Shemachinim, he goes, he has to pay. Hai ki dine v'hai ki dine. Now, each one's going according to their din. Vasar Behudel Meir, right, each one's going according to their understanding. Rabbi Huda's arguing, he's saying that Rabbi Meir, about Rabbi Meir, of how he says when you go and you trip, is something you couldn't have stopped. So he's saying that tripping is more poshea than something which is ones, but it's not, right? Because, you know, ones is like you really had no chance of stopping. But tripping, you could have been a little more careful, but it's also not considered like poshea. So it's something which is similar to the idea of Geneva Vaveda, that a Shomer Chinam is going to be Chayev, but a Shomer Sachar is going to be off the hook. So Rabbi Huda is saying that if the one who's moving it is a Shomer Sachar, then he's going to be Chayev, but if it's a Shomer Chinam, then he's going to be off the hook. As I can look to Rashi. But also Rabbi Eliezer Meir is coming to say, in Gemara Karebi Meir, the tradition goes according to Rabbi Meir. I wonder how it could be that each one of them goes and swears and doesn't pay. Bishlam Shomachinim, but can't understand we're talking about Shomachinim doesn't get paid. Mishtavad Lopachabah. He swears, okay, I wasn't negligent. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay. Allah Shomer Sachar, my Mishtaba. Why would Shomer Sachar, paid Shomer, swear not have to pay? Kilo Pasha Nami Shlomibai. Even if he wasn't Poshea, he still has to pay. Tripping is not considered onus, so he still has to pay. Even he, okay, it makes sense that he doesn't have to pay if he's tripped on a downhill when it's like something which is like leaning, rushes the ikalimim or car of the onus. So you can see it's an onus, like it's a steep hill. What if it's not a makam majum? It's not on its way down, it's not steep. And Rash is Vadi Poshea, for sure he's a Poshea. He must have Mishtabas al Poshea. Can he able to say that he wasn't Poshea? Beep, turn the page. Pei Gimel. V'afil Makom Majunami. And even if in the case where you have a Shomachinam on a place where it's on a steep surface, how could he get out by just swearing? Okay, this makes sense only where there's no way of proving. I mean, there's no Edom over there, there's no one around. Aval hechadig raya, where there's raya, where there's someone who can prove the situation, meaning that you had Edom there, nasi raya v'niftar, let him go and bring Edom, and then he'll be off the hook, because the Edom will say, look, he tripped, it was out of his role. The control rash says, v'lo yipata b'shvua, he shouldn't be off the hook with a shvua, kisi. The Rabbi Meir is slay nitkal anesu, it's called the anes of his trips, hilkach shomer sachar nami pater, with the isi leslay. So the Tanya back in the Gemara, we'll see now. Like it says in the Braisa, "Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Ein roa shvus Hashem tia bin shneim." Pasuk says, "Without Edom, then the shvus Hashem should be between them," which means Hayesh roa. If there were people that see it, Yovi raya be pata. Then I bring a raya in there, he would be off the hook. Okay, now. From Chibra Abba Rabbi Yochanan, shvus zu takanas chachamim hi. The Gemara earlier said in the name of Rabbi Lazar that Meir's din of our Mishnah that a Shomer is not Chaya for tripping. We can't work that out with how he understands in the Braisa, and now we're going to explain this. Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan says Shavua zuta kana chachami. This Shavua is a drabanan. Rashi says lipatibo. Lakami farish ma'im ishtaba ha'posha ha'posha. What he's swearing is poshia. She'em yata omer king. Because if you don't want to say, if you don't say that. If you have a guy who's a porter, you know, delivering things from one thing to another, who breaks someone else's stuff through tripping, that if you don't say that he can take a shavua and be free from having to pay, no one's going to want to go ahead and do this type of work because maybe he's going to trip and it's going to break and then he's no way of getting out of it. Now, how does he swear? I swear that I didn't do this b'kavana. V'asav Yehuda lemeimar, right? They come and they say Shamechinim Yishavanas Yisachar Lishalim. Right? That's a continuation of the brisa that Shamechinam he swears and Yisachar he has to pay. High kedinim swear according to their own dinim. V'asav Yehuda lemeimar comes to say in Gemara Kerbi Meir. Yeah, the Gemara is like Meir. Lemir Tamei Ani Michol and Zel. I understand how each one of them can do it and not pay. Because he wasn't poshea. Why is he swearing? He still has to pay. Can he go and say that he wasn't poshea? Even in the case where it was, on a hill. How can he get out? How can he get out? There's no raya. How can he get raya? Nasi raya. When he put the living raya, get out of it. The terms on the basis. When you don't make in raya, she was the shem to yabin shnam. Hayeshua yavi raya vipater. And then he'd be off the hook. Story time. Hahugavra, there was a guy. Dahava kamavi chavisa de chamra. He was moving a keg of wine. Beristika b'mechoza, which is a place of mechoza. Rashi says, rechava, an open space, a town square. Right by Mechoza. Utvar b'ziza b'mechoza, and it broke it on a beam that's sticking out of a wall in Mechoza. Rashi says, ziza is a kor, ayotzim in a kosel, but let this, the Rishus Rabban, sticking out to the Rishus Rabban. Also, the Kimmel Rabban comes to Rabbi Amalei, he says to him, ristak on the Mechoza shricha bayinchi, in this town square of Mechoza, people are usually there, and therefore there's probably Edom that saw this happen. Zilla see Ravi Pater, go bring Edom and you'll be off the hook. Rashi says, Ve'inu Neman, B'Shavua Elabedim, it's only Neman with Edom without a Shavua. I wonder if Yosef Perey, Kiman Ki'isi, who you going like Isi? Amalei, in Ki'isi, like Isi, Svirlach, and Kavasei, we are masking to him, we go with him. Next, Ugavra, Ugavra. There was a guy who said to his friend, Zil Zavin Li Arba Mea Dani Chamra, buy 400 barrels of wine for me. Azal Zavin Lake, so he went and he bought 400 barrels of wine for the guy. Later, the Shliach went and said to him, to this guy, Zvini Lach Arba Mea Dani Chamra, I bought 400 barrels of wine for you. Uskifuluhu, but the wine, it went bad. It says hichmitzu. You know, it became like vinegar. Also came in front of Amalei. He said, "Arba mei adani chamet kife, 400 barrels that go sour. Kala isla lemilsei. You know, it has a coal. It's known that people know about it. Zil icy raya. Bring a raya to make kari kimizamtelu. When you bought it originally, chamet ma'al yahav, it was good wine. If you put it, then you're going to be off the hook because no one's going to say like, oh yeah, this was." I don't know. Like they'll know this is good and went off. Amalei reveals to Perei. Come on, Kisi, we hold like Kisi. Amalei in Kisi. Usvirlan comes saying we hold like him. Asking Rav Chia bar Yosef b'Sichra. He said Rav Chia bar Yosef set up in Sichra Hani Daru be'Agra. Those porters who carry with a rush is Mot Kafuf be'Emtzo v'Nos Nal Ksefo. Try to picture like the picture, the famous picture of like the Meraglim carrying the grapes. They put like these sticks around, on their shoulders and both sides, and they carry it. So, Hani D'Dar B'Agra, there's people that are carrying, they're carrying heavy stuff where it was too big for one person to carry, but too small that you need two. So, it's like one person can do a bikoshi. And then what happened was it broke. The thing that they were carrying on this yoke that they broke. And Nishalim Palaga, the porter pays half of the value, my time outcome, because it was too big for one person, but too small for two. Carve the onus and call it pshia, therefore it's carved to both of them, onus and pshia. Bidigla, but let's say this guy is carrying something that's heavy enough to need two people, but he's got a double yoke now that one person can carry. It's something, a type of yoke that one person, Rashi says, yeah, it's set up in a way that one person can do it, kilo, there's like two carrying it. Mashalim kulo, then he's have to pay both of them. If you have this package that they're carrying, which is heavy enough that you need two people, then you should use two people. And if one person tries to do it, even with a double yoke, that's called pshia, and therefore it's going to be chayev entirely. Rabba bar Chanan, tavu lehanu shkulai chavisit lechamri. He had this keg of wine broken by porters. They were pushea, and they tripped, or they used the Rashi says that they tripped on the ground. No same asos v'tavu leh shalob b'makom majun, like flat ground. Upshia inami b'digla, or with they used the double yokes by themselves and they broke it. Shakul leglimayu, so he took their clothing, you know, their coat. You know, because the fact is, like, you broke my stuff, I pay up. Also, Amar LeRav, they went to Rav and they told him what happened. Amar LeRav, so Rav said to Rabbi Rechana, "Have Lugli Mayo, give him back their coats." Amar LeRav, "Dina Hachi, is that the law?" Amar LeRav, "In yep, Laman Telich B'derech Tovim, it is in order that you go in the path of good people, right? You guys are Chashuv." Rashi says, "Lifnim Shur Sadin, go above and beyond the letter of the law. That's how you should behave." Yaiv Luglimari, so he gave it to him, Amrulay. So then they said to him, Anyanan, we're poor. Vitachin and Kuliyom, we were working the whole day to carry your stuff. Vikafinan Velesle Midi. And we're really hungry, we don't have anything. Like, could you pay us? Amrulay, so Rab said to Arabichanan, Zil Havagray, go pay them, they worked for you. Amrulay said, what? Dinahi broke all my stuff. Like, when they were negligent, why I'm paying them? That's the din. Amrulay, in, yep, Varochos Hadik and Tishmor. Like the pasuk says, and keep the ways of the righteous. That's a continuation of that same pasuk that we were just reading. Rashi says, "Sefer Dekrayhu," and the, you know, Dekrayhu, yeah, and you are people that should be going above and beyond the little law. Hajar Alacha Socher Sumani, Mindalalai, oh, Mindalalai, hey, Mazel Tov, and finishing the sixth parak. Let's quickly, we said Hajar Alacha Socher Sumani. Let's go back to Ayin Hamer Beis. Starts off the parak. We're saying a Socher Sumani Vehitu Zeh. Let's say you go ahead. Oh, this is the interesting one. You hire an uman and they trick one the other. What exactly that means, whether it's tricking the people who hired or each one of them are tricking one the other. Okay, now that we did that, Mazel Tov, let's move on to the next perek, the seventh perek of Maseches Bava Metzia. Here we go. Mazel Tov for finishing the sixth. Hoy, hasocher zapolim. Let's say you go ahead and you hire a worker. You hire someone who's going to come work for you. You know, you can make whatever deals you want to, what you want to make. But if you don't make any deals, then there's certain expected, you know, norms. Hasocher zapolim v'amalahem haskem al hayav. Then you tell them that you want to get up early and to stay late. Then what's going to be the din, right? So the way that that the Rishonim explained that he didn't say anything, and then later he threw that in. If there's a place where the norm is that they don't get up early, if they don't stay late, he can't go ahead and he can't force him to go and to do this. Rashi says, the Gemara doesn't say, obviously. In a place where they go and they give food to the workers, Yazan has to go, he has to feed the workers. In order to give them some sort of dip, Rashi says, liftan, to go ahead and to do that. Then Yisapik has to give him some sort of dip. Hakol Kaminaga Medina, everything goes according to the minig of the Medina. Story time. The story that he said to his son, "Say go get us some workers." So the son went, he got them, and he said, "I'm also going to take care of you. I'm going to give you what to eat. You know, I'm going to feed you." When he came to his father and he said what he did, his father, he says to him, "Ba bini, afilum hata oseh lahem, kesuda shlomo kishay b'shaito." Even if you make them a suda, if you give them food, like shlomo melech b'shaito, we saw this earlier in Daf Mem Tes, talking about klal yisroel. Even if you went ahead and you made them such a huge thing, and that's what that's a shlomo melech. When it was a huge when he was b'shaita, means when he was rocking the show. Lord says the chavas haniman, chavas chayman, you wouldn't have been Yosef Yerchov by them. Shehim b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They're the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You're dealing with Yidden over here. So highlights of yours the present the shamas from Yidden. Rashi says the dasa shal from Gedolim Mishel Shlomo. It's even bigger than Shlomo Melech's. Ella ad shelo yaskil b'malacha seva emor lehem. But make sure that you go quickly work it out with them and say before they start, I'll tell you that you have no condition, you have nothing on me except for bread and beans. That's what I'm going to give you. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo yitzarich lomar. You didn't even have to say this because I call it Kamilah Medina, everything goes according to the minhag of the Medina. Zok da hayelige hayelige gemara. Pshita. It starts off in saying that you can't make somebody go early, can work earlier or stay longer. Obviously, if you didn't say what's going on over there, they only have to work whatever the norm is. So the lo tzricha de tafa lehu agrayu, where he added to their money in the beginning. He said, I'm going to give you more than the norm. Rashi says, hosef ascharin, mishar pol, and they end up giving, you give them, normally they get $10 a day, you give them $50. Ma the tamer, you would have thought, amr lehu ha de tfai lehu agrayu, wow, because I added money to it. I'd like to do the mekadmisu mechashkisu badai. You know that you should go ahead and you should get up earlier and stay later. Kamash balan, don't relay. They could say back to him, nice try. Come to teach us that hi, the toughest lan, adaita davdin loch avidita shapirta. The fact that you give us more, he said we should do amazing work for you. But not that it should be that we have to work longer hours. Amarish la, kish, beep, turn the page. Pay gimel mabase. Paul Bikinessa, a worker is on his way to go to the city, meaning he's going home at the end of the day, just finished his work. And as she says, Leir, he's going to the city, Mishalo. It's from his own. Rashi Sarach Levater Mishalo Eitzel Balabayis Lahachshich Etzlo. That is, he has to continue working until it's dark. He has to add to his own time. But he's on the way out of the city. Beginning of the day, Mishal Balabayis. Then from the Balabayis, right? He has to go earlier than sunrise. You don't have to add on the morning, but you have to add on the night. Shenemar Tizach Hashemesh Yasofun Vilmanos in your Butzun. Pasuk says the sun shines. Full pasuk is you made darkness and it's night. In it, every forest bears, every beast stirs. The sun shines. They're gathered in and the dens they crouch. Yetsi alam apalam. Person goes out to work. Vavodaso ad the arev, and to his labor until the evening time. So therefore, he has to work until the night time till it gets dark. Vlachsei chinegi says the Gemara. Hold on a second. Why do you have to tell us this? Let's just see what's the minug. What people do, like the Mishnah said, if it goes according to the Midah, so why are you saying this statement? No, Be'er Chadosh, we're talking about where it's a new town. Let's see where they came from, which town they all came from, and see what the Midah was. No, but the Kutai, we're talking about a case when they're all collected from different places. Rashi said, some start earlier, some do go later. There's nothing we can do except for looking for a pasuk. And that's what Rishak is talking about. Ibai Sam and other answers, Da'amar Lahu, where the boss said to the workers, Da'agrisu li kepol da'raisa. You're hired to me like that of a pol da'raisa. And I have to go according to the pasuk. Tar Shabbi Zeira, Varmer Lahu, Tani Rabbi Yosef, my disciple, what do you mean when it says in the pasuk, Tasha's choshech, vihi lai lebel tirmas, kol chaisu ya'ar. You make darkness and it is night and every forest beast stirs. Right? That's what possibly we were reading before. Tashas Choshech Vi Laila. It says you make darkness it's night. Zeha Olam Hazeh Shedom Laila. Let's talk about Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is compared to the night. Botir Maskol Chayos Yar. In it, every forest beast stirs. Elu Rishayim Shabot Shedom L'Chay Shabiyar. These are the Rishayim. These are the wicked people who are compared to a beast in the forest. Rashi explains a wild animal, roams in the forest and does what it does. So that's the same idea with Rishayim. They can continue in their Rasha ways, and it seems to be like there's no punishment that's happening to them in this world. Sheminichan Hem, Rashi says, Yecholos Lahalech Berisham. Vein Ephraim, they don't get paid back. If it's a Tizrach Hashem Hashem Yisofun, they want to summon your Batsun. The sun shines, they're gathered in their dens, they crouch. Tizrach Hashem Hashem Tzadikim. The sun shines for the tzaddikim in the next world. The Yisofim Rishayim LeGehenim, and the rich Rishayim are gathered into Gehenim. El Manasim Yerbatzu, and in their dens they crouch. In lecha kol tzaddik for tzaddik, you won't find a tzaddik she'in lo madur lefi kvodo. Who's not going to have a place to live according to his according to his kavod. Yetzei Adam Lepala, man goes forth to work. Yetzei Tzadikim Lekabel Zecharon. Tzadikim go to get the reward. V'la Avodaso Adei Arav, and to his labor until evening. B'mi Shehishlem Avodaso Adei Arav, if he has completed his service for Hashem until the evening, means until he ends up dying. You know, he holds on to his tzitkas until the end. Rashi says, Ad Yomoso, until the day of his death. But if he goes against Hashem, Chalila, then he's going to lose out of there. He's going to be like a Rasha. And, especially the person who kept his whole life connected with Hashem. He knows exactly what he's doing over there. Therefore, it's like the Maharsha explains that he was like, he regrets what he did earlier and he loses it. Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon Ashkachlu par hagav nostori taim. He found a parangana. As she says, Mamuna Shilmela, someone who was set up from the king, someone who got a job from the king. This guy was set up to go to catch Ganav. Rashi says, Bodika Khrein, he would check the people to see if they're Ganavim, Ganavim. These people would be killed. Amar Leish, Rabbi Lazar Shimon said, Hechi Yechatlu, how could you go and do this? How are you catching them? Rashi says, Lehavin Tachbulosim, to go and understand who they are. Lav Kichevasim Isile, Dechsev, are they not like beasts? Like it says, Rashi says, "V'chilo kechayos nimshalu shemechbos b'yom b'mistareim," that they're basically hiding away. It says, "Bo termos kol chayso yar," in it every forest beast stirs. Since they're very tricky, like animals who hide, like during the day, how do you actually catch them? So, "Igadami mehai kra kamalei." Some say that the Rebbe Shimon is asking from this pasuk, "Yerov b'mistar ke'ari b'suka." He lurks in hiding, he'll lie in his lair. So how are you able to get him? Dilma Shakal Tzadikim Shavit Rishayim. Maybe you're making a mistake and you're grabbing people that are really tzadikim and leaving over the Rishayim. Amalei, so this king-appointed official says, Mayavid, says, what do I want to do? Harmanu Damalkahu, right? The king said, you know, he gave me a job. I says, Mitzvah Zamelechi. I'm like, I have to arrest someone. I have a quota. Amar, so he says to him, Ta agmara chichitavit. So come, I'm going to teach you how you should go and do this. If you really want to do this, make sure you're grabbing the right person. Ulma arba shoy lechanusa. Go into a restaurant in the fourth hour of the day, right? And that's when what Rashi says, Shishasuda. Then everyone goes to the stores to go eat in the fourth hour of the day. And then what do? If you see a person who's drinking wine, he's holding his cup in his hand, but he's like falling asleep with it, then go and figure out about this guy. Eat some rabbanon who, if this guy is a young Talmud Chacham, and he's like falling to sleep, it's because he got up early in order to go to Shtag. That's why he's like falling on his face. Epal, who this guy's a worker, right, so it's just schir yom. Then kadam kavid avidite. He got it. He probably did his work early. If you have avidite belayla, and also if he did his work in the nighttime, Rashi says uman shemalachta belayla. He's got the night shift. Then radu de radi. So then he right. Yeah. Because hold on one second. Yeah, Rashi explains that you're wondering. Hold on one second. It's really quiet, and like then he's probably sleeping in his house. So why is he so tired? No, don't worry, because maybe Radudi Radi, maybe he's making metal wires longer, which is a quiet type of thing. He's making needles. He takes iron or copper, he thins them out by putting it through a tool and makes it small, and you make it smaller and smaller and smaller, and that's a quiet thing. V low. But if he's none of these and he's still tired, then Ganavahu, Vitafse, the guy's a Ganav, and you grab him. Rashi says, Vilkahu Yashin Shiner, Palaila, La'arvo Vidrachim, Olach Rabat. And that's why he's so tired, because he stays up all night to try to steal. Ishtama Milsa Be Malka. So, this idea that Rabbi Ber Shimon, you know, his advice, how to find the Ganav, they made its way all the way to the king. And he's like, oh, Amr, they said, Karyana. The reader of the letter should be the one who delivers it. So Rashi says, Moshel, Parvanka is a shliach, he should be the one to go and do it. Now let him be the cop. So they took Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, and he started going and catching gun of him. Shalachli Rabbi Yoshua ben Karachov, Shimon ben Karachov sent the message to him, Chomets ben Yayin, vinegar the son of wine. What does it mean, vinegar the son of wine? Because Rashi says, Rasha ben Sadik. In other words, wine is great and vinegar is when it went sour. So Elazar, his father, was Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai's son, right? So he says, Ad Masay Tamosi Amo Shel Elokeinu Lariga. How long are you going to go and give over the people of our God to be killed? Because we're going to get caught to get killed. Shalachle. So he said back to him, Kot Simanim Chalem in a Kerem. I'm getting rid of the thorns from the vineyard. These are bad people that I'm catching over here. So what's the problem? Shalachle. So he said back to him, Yavu Balakerem Vichalas Kotsav. Let the one who's a Balakerem come and do it himself. In other words, why are you doing this? Let Hashem take care of himself. Rashi says, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, ki kerem Hashem, tzvos beis Yisrael, v'yichlen v'yitol es kotzav shel kerem." He can go and he could weed out all the thorns. So Yom Echad, Rav Shimon kept doing his work. And Yom Echad, one day, Pagabeahu Kovis, there was a Kovis, a guy who did laundry, laundromat person, who came and Kariyeh Chometz Ben Yayin. He called out, he said, "You're Chometz Ben Yayin." In other words, he called him out and said, vinegar the son of wine. Amar, he said, midachotzav kulehai. This person is such a machutzav to speak like that. Shepamina Rishayu, this guy must be a Rasha. So Amar Lahu, he says to his peeps, grab him. Arrest this man. Tavsusa, they grabbed him. Labasa danach, adaite. After when he calmed down a little bit from the whole scenario, Azabas said the fuke, he went to God to be purik him, to redeem him. From being on death row, you know, because that's what happens. He's a gun, if he's going to get killed. If Elo Matzi wasn't able to stop him from being killed. Kari Alei, Elazar Shimon said the following pasuk on this laundry guy. Shomer people who shonu, shomer tzoros nafsho. Someone who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from tzoros. Skafu, and they hanged this person. Rashi says, Tlu, they were told to him. Kam tusis kifiv kabachi. He stood under the where he was getting hanged. This is talking about Rabbi Lazar. Tusis kifiv tachas eitz, under the tree where he was being hanged, and he cried out. Amulei, they said, because he felt bad about what happened. Amulei, Rabbi Algi Rabbeinecha. It shouldn't be bad in your eyes that this happened. Shu beno baalu naramu rasa biyom kippurim. Him and his son, they were baal and naramu rasa on Yom Kippur. This wasn't like a good dude. This was like a bad dude over here. So like, you don't have to feel bad about what happened over here. And he should have been killed, so he did the right thing. He put his hands on his stomach. It's like he's like, oh man, what do I do? He said, rejoice, my insides rejoice. If your uncertain judgments are like this, where you are, in other words, like he's trying to calm himself. He's like, when I'm in a case of suffix, yet I'm still right because I didn't know about this guy that he was born Iris. Then now I can feel good. I can rest assured that vadoy shelach malach has come v'kame. How much more so when you're vade about something that you're right. Rashi says makom sheish tam b'davar kigon hanach tanaime b'chanusa. Like the people that are falling asleep at the restaurants, you can feel good about it. Muftach ani bechem, and therefore muftach shein rim of talish shaletz bechem. There's not going to be worms or maggots that are going to rule over you. Vafil hachi lo miyafs adait David. Even so, he didn't feel good. He felt like a little bit off. He felt bad about what happened over here. Maybe I made a mistake with how he dealt with this. Ashkiyu samad shein so. So they gave him a type of potion to go to sleep. They did surgery. Vayelu the base of the shesha, and they brought him to a house of marble. Vikaru lekrese, and they cut open his stomach. Havu mafku mine, and they took out from him dikuli the tarba, baskets and baskets of fat. Rashi says salim leim shuman, lafi shebal basar yamod. He was a heavy guy. And they put it out in the sun. Rashi says, Lenasos, to test, if it's going to become nasty, and worm is going to come on it, and you know, then you'll know that maybe he wasn't such a tzaddik, but if they wouldn't, then the tzaddik continues and there's no problem. Right? So they won't even touch the physical body of it. And they put it in the sun, in the heat of Thomas enough to see what would happen. It didn't become shasimic nasty. He says, Gemara, kol tabernam l'shriach. You're talking about fat in general, doesn't rot. He says, no, kol tarba l'sriach. It's true that not all fats don't, but shur yiki sumka
Masriach, if you have this type of, Rashi says, Gavar Madum, these red string strands, Vehin Minabasar, that does become Shasti. Hacha Al Gav, Afal Gav, the Ika Shiraiki Sumke, in here in this case, even though it was there, Masriach didn't become nasty. Therefore, after going through that procedure, he felt better. Kari Nafshus, he said about himself, Afbisari Yishkol Novetach, Afbisari, even my flesh rests secure. Next, story time. After Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Mata, and also Rabbi Shaul, the son of Yossi, there was a story that one time came, beep, turn the page, pay Dalit. Amar Alf, ki hai maisli yadei, he had a similar situation that came to him, that he was made, you know, when it's police officers, they need to go and arrest people. Pagabe Eliyahu, the other Navi, met up with him in Amar Lehi, said, Adama setamosa amal shalil kain lariga, how long are you going to go and give the Jewish people, you know, to be killed? Amar Lehi says, my only, what should I do? Hamana de Malko. This is like what the king said, have to do. Amrale said to him, Avuch Arak La Asya. Your father ran away to Asya. At Arok Le Ludkia. Run away to Le Ludkia. Go run away to Ludkia. So run away, you won't have to deal with it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day. What a schus. What a schus. I can't imagine. Here we are, Chochme Lublin, Meir Shapiro, giving daf over here. My first time doing such a thing. Okay, it's Lacha Baruch Mazel.